On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, you are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. I'm Romy, joined with Jennifer, and we have a special guest in, Mr. Mark Irvin, and we were going to the break talking about Hotel Congress and the Cub Cafe. And what I really like about that hotel is it feels like the Hotel Monte Vista in
Flagstaff.
It feels like St. Charles in Prescott. It's the San Carlos in Phoenix. Each one of these towns has a turn-of-the-century iconic restaurant that feels like you're stepping back into time, yet you're completely surrounded by the new modern world. It's like you just turn the corner, walk in the door, and you're stepping back.
Yeah, so, you know, a couple weeks ago at the Hotel Congress where you guys stayed and where the Cup Cafe is, and it's owned by the Ostrons, who are just amazing downtown pioneers. I just love those guys. But anyway, that's where John Dillinger was captured. And so they do a big thing down here called Dillinger Days. And that whole outside area in the back where people park is not really available. In fact, it's not available at all. They turn it into a stage with music and this, that, and the other. And they bring in era dancers and performers and, you know, XYZ. And it's called Dillinger Days. And if you can get a seat sitting where you guys were sitting last night there. And
you have to come three days early.
And watch that. And watch that. Or, you know, maybe know somebody who you can grovel a little bit and, you know, might get you a seat outside, or if you just happenstance, it's a really a lot of fun. That's and then you just go across the street and you're at the old train station, and you know there's a really cool little market in there. There's a great restaurant in there as well. There's all other kinds of things going on, just in that little development. That whole little area, you know, the east side is doing very well with its mixture of bars and restaurants and this, that, and the other. And now we've started to really push more to the west, which is where Caterpillar's going, and that's where the Container Village that I mentioned is going, and a whole bunch of other things are happening.
So you're right. Anytime you decide to come down, you're going to see something new. I want to talk a little bit, Mark. I wanted to give people a picture of what this district is and the Rio Nuevo project, and I know that the funding is really unique,
right.
and it's
so the district basically is. The Central Business District, so it's downtown Tucson, and it's mapped out which areas include and which aren't. It's very defined. You can get on our website and look at a map and see if you're in it or not in it. It then extends all the way out the Broadway corridor for many, many miles all the way out to Wilmot. So that includes both of the malls, Park Place Mall and Elkhorn Mall that are on Broadway, and includes all the businesses on Broadway. So when those businesses file their returns, there's a little box that they check, and it says, hey, I'm in the district. That's all they got to do. It doesn't cost them anything. They just check this box. That then notifies the state that, hey, you know, this is subject to the Rio Nuevo District. It's a TIF-funded deal. So,
and tell people what is TIF.
So it's tax incremental financing. So basically what happens is because we have incremental financing coming in, which, you know, has during the great, you know, recession, depression, whatever you want to call it, you know, that number dipped way south.
It was a depressing recession.
Very, very depressed. Thank you, Robert. Very depressing. But anyway, it dipped south of $10 million. Now as the market has recovered and as the district's done what it's supposed to be doing, which is growing the tax base in the district, we're starting to see those numbers increase. And so, you know, it's probably going to be $13 or $14 million this year. And you know, that may raise some people's eye, but to me what that says is that the district's doing what it's supposed to be doing. And candidly, we look at our mission very simply, and that is to find ways to partner with other people. And right now, you know, the district can invest a dollar, and we had a plan to have $5, $4 or $5 follow that. What we've seen is that's really more like $10 or $11 that's following that. So I think we've invested about $30 million, and we've seen a little north of $300 million in construction projects that have started in the downtown area.
One thing that you mentioned to me yesterday, and I don't want to go into it, it has been kind of maybe a messy process. There's some people maybe still cynical who've been here a long time and saw the beginning and haven't checked back in with you. But you were telling me your website actually won an award for the amount of authenticity it has. Just very open.
Yeah, I think we are looked at by many as the most transparent, you know, agency of the state. And, you know, all the members that sit on that board are all volunteers. I've sat on that board for north of 7 years, going on eight. I joined that board because I was asked by the Speaker of the House to do that. It's been an interesting journey. I can tell you that Rio Nuevo was a nasty two-letter word to many people. That's the reason a lot of people just called it the district, you know, the Rio Nuevo district. We just called it the district. We actually had a discussion on the board level, should we change our name? And I think the decision, I don't think anything, the decision we made was change the name, just put lipstick on the pig, let's fix the problem, which we did.
Good job.
We'll be back half hour down, half hour to go, as we're talking with Mr. Mark Irvin on the redevelopment of Tucson's downtown culture.